Good morning. God bless you.
Thank you to all of you who are joining us this morning on our First 15 prayer call. We thank and bless God for all of you, some of you every Tuesday. This is just a part of your weekly routine where you connect with us in prayer, and we want to say how godly proud we are to have this opportunity to connect with so many of you in prayer. Of course, we want to say good morning to our apostle and overseer, our Bishop Darrell Brister, First Lady, Dr. Dion Brister, all of our family, pastors, and then, of course, to you, our First 15 prayer partners. We greet you this morning in divine love. If you're sharing with us this morning for the very first time, we certainly thank and bless God for you as well. Whoever invited you, however you heard about us, we are just so glad that you had this opportunity to connect with us. We always like to say the first time you're a guest, the second time you're family. So we do want you to make sure that you make it your business to feel free to connect with us each and every Tuesday morning for just 15 minutes. That's why we call it our First 15, because what we do first determines what God does next. And so we always put God in first place because it then allows him to add second things to our lives. So we are certainly excited to have all of you share with us on this morning. Also, we're very excited for all of the men who are on the call this morning. I know we have men from our Hammond Church and all of our churches in the Beacon Light International Ministries. It's going to be a very, very special time for men in our international ministries and really all over the region this Friday, as we all come together and share in our very first men's only conference. So we're very, very excited about that. We're getting phone calls, we're getting communications from men from all over, really, South Louisiana that's going to be in attendance at our Beacon Light of Hammond Church for our very first men's only conference. Of course, Bishop Darrell Brister will be sharing, and it's going to be just an awesome night. So we're asking every man to make your way to 500 East Hanson Avenue in Hammond, Louisiana, because I really believe it's going to be a night where we have miracles among men, that men are going to be set on fire for Jesus Christ. And so we are excited about that. We want many of you to help us to continue to spread the word for that as well. Of course, today, as we would take this opportunity to pray with and pray for each and every one of you that's on this call, we are in the midst of our 50 days of prayer, and today is day number 27. So we're better than halfway through our 50 days of prayer. And today we're praying for individual spiritual growth, on day number 27. And so we're challenging each and every person who would take this prayer journey with us over these last 50 days of the year to set aside 15 minutes of quality time that you can spend in prayer as we will all pray concerning and surrounding the same thing. So today we're praying for individual spiritual growth. Now, when we're talking about individual spiritual growth, this should be the aim and goal of every Christian believer. Every Christian believer should take the challenge to get better. That's really what we're praying for. We're praying to get better as believers. And all of us, no matter how long you've been walking with Jesus, all of us can get better. We have aspects and areas of our Christian walk where we can mature, where we can become more committed and become more faithful unto the things of God. Now, the key to spiritual growth is knowing that it's a lifelong feat, that you never really arrive. Nobody has maxed out. Nobody has plateaued in their walk with Jesus, because it's always an opportunity for us to get better. Now, the requirement for Christian growth, a personal growth in God, is simply greater commitment. That's what it's all about. It's greater commitment. It's not us getting more of God, but it's God getting more of us. It's a commitment to give more of ourselves unto the Lord. Spiritual growth does not happen automatically. Natural growth happens automatically, but spiritual growth takes effort, takes commitment. And so if we are set to grow spiritually, we're going to have to be very intentional about committing ourselves to grow in the things of God. It's impossible to grow without committing to prayer. We are never more close to God than the moment in which we're praying. I'll say that again. We are never more close to God than the moment in which we are praying. Because when we're praying, that's our divine connection. It is impossible for us to grow as Christians if we are not careful and consistent at prayer. Spiritual growth does not happen automatically. We have to make sure that we're committing ourselves to prayer. One of our focus scriptures for today, for those of you who are following us on social media, is James chapter 5. And in one translation of James chapter 5, it says, when believing people pray, great things happen. When believing people pray, great things happen. And I want each and every one of us on the call this morning to really come to understand that, that when believing people pray, great things happen. Something happens when we pray. Each and every time, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. When believing people pray, something happens. And so this growth challenge is really about us committing more of ourselves and trusting God at another level. That's the goal. Can I trust God more today than I did on yesterday? Can I give God more of me today than I did on yesterday? And when we do that each and every day, take that challenge of taking another step in our walk with God, that really is what allows us to grow spiritually in every area of our walk with God. Now, to someone on the call, I'm about to pray. I want you to know last night God spoke this to my spirit, and I will speak it to you. I don't want you to get discouraged. God says he's proud of your progress, but he just doesn't want to leave you where you are. He's proud of your progress, but he doesn't want to leave you where you are. There's so much more that he has for you in terms of your growth and your development. But God is proud of your progress, but he does not want to leave you where you are. So we applaud many of you. The fact that you're on this call this morning for many of you means that you're growing, means that you're seeking God more. You have an appetite for the things of God, for prayer. And so this morning, we want to challenge all of us to allow the Holy Spirit to stretch us to commit more of ourselves unto the Lord. Let's pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, this morning, God, we say thank you for this brand new day that you have given unto us, Lord God. So we wake up this morning with thanksgiving on our lips, with gratefulness in our heart, Lord God. For your word declares that we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with our praise. And so we thank you this morning for this opportunity we have to experience another 24 hours, a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, that when we woke up this morning, you had brand new grace and mercy available for us, Lord God. For that, we want to say thank you again. We thank you for our health and strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for vitality. Thank you for the functionality of our minds this morning, Lord. Thank you that we have sound minds. We don't take that for granted today, oh God, but we just bless you and we honor you today that you have given us a sound mind, that we don't have to be crippled by fear. We don't have to be crippled by worry or anxiety, but we can stand on the fact that our God has given unto us a sound mind. And so we thank you for sound mind. Our prayer this morning, God, is that you would keep our mind healthy and you would keep our body strong. I pray for that for every person that's on the call this morning, God, that you would keep our mind healthy and that you would keep our body strong this morning, Lord God. We glorify you this morning, Lord God, even for the salvation of our soul, Lord God. Thank you that today we are saved, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is a great time for believers, Lord God. We often take it for granted, God, but today we want to thank you that you gave us the grace to accept you into our hearts, into our lives. We glorify you and we bless you for the finished work of Calvary. Thank you even this morning, Lord God, for what your Son, our Savior, did on that cross when he died for our sins and his blood washed away all of our sins. Thank you that we are justified. Thank you now that we have access to you, Lord God. Thank you this morning, Lord God, that we can come boldly before your throne and we can find grace to help in our time of need. We don't take that for granted. We are glorifying you this morning because we have access to your throne. I thank you this morning, Lord God, for each and every person that has partnered with us on this prayer call, Lord God. I set myself in agreement with them, Lord, that as they stand, believing you for individual growth, believing you, Lord God, for personal elevation in the things of God, I stand in agreement, declaring that it is already done. We pray this morning, Lord God, for a greater level of commitment, Lord God. Thank you for giving us discipline this morning. Thank you for giving us a focus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that as we're growing up as children, we're putting some things aside and we're attending to the weightier matters in God. We bless you and we honor you for that. Now, God, there are a number of needs that are on this call this morning, and I lift each and every one of them up to you. You know them individually. You know them one by one. And I take this opportunity this morning, God, to lift them up to you. I declare that this morning, while we are seeking you in prayer, that there is a divine release that is happening for every person under the sound of my voice, that whatever it is that's weighing them down, whatever it is that's challenging them this morning, Lord God, I thank you for giving us both strength and the ability to release it unto you, Lord God. I thank you for what you have commanded unto us, that you would never put more upon us than what we are able to bear. And lo, you'll be with us even until the end of the earth. So thank you right now that whatever we're going through, we are not alone. We are not by ourselves. We are not lifting the burden by ourselves, but you are with us, Lord God. And because you are with us, we can make it. Because you are with us, we have triumph. And because you are with us, we have victory in the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever it is, Lord, this morning, whether it's sickness, we thank you that if it's sickness and you're with us, we are already healed, Lord God. If it's a matter that's perplexing us, Lord, we thank you right now that if you are with us, we have peace this morning, Lord God. We thank you even now that if it's our child, if it's a loved one, we thank you today, Lord God, that if you are with us, Lord God, that the matter is already done. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, we glorify you and we thank you for that. I thank you for every man that's on the call this morning, Lord God, every brother that has pressed his way this morning to connect in this time of prayer. We pray right now a special anointing over every man this morning, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for challenging us to get in our places of leadership, Lord God. Thank you for the miracles that you're going to do even this Friday among men in our men's conference, Lord God. We pray for all of our speakers. We pray for all of those who shall participate in the service, Lord God. We lift up our bishop this morning. Thank you that you're going to have an uncommon anointing upon his life to minister the word of God on this Friday, Lord God. We thank you right now that souls are going to get saved. We thank you that men are going to come, and when they leave, somebody's going to have a brand new husband. Somebody's going to have a brand new son or nephew or cousin as they would leave that place on this Friday. We thank you and we bless you even now for that. Now, God, today we are declaring that this is going to be a day of triumph, that this is going to be a day, Lord God, where we have victory, where we are experiencing strong presence of God in our lives. We ask that our ears would remain sensitive. We ask even on this morning that our hearts would remain open to the leading of your Spirit. And we thank you that it is already done. Now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and bless God. Thank God for all of you who have connected with us this morning. Listen, today our personal challenge is to simply get better. That's what it is, to get better. All of us today, we can get better in the things of God. And God cannot allow or challenge us to get better without putting some things before us. So today we're going to have some love challenges. We're going to have some patient challenges, but God is saying, if I cannot challenge you, I cannot allow you to get better. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you so much for all of you who join us each and every week. Listen, this Friday, 7 o'clock, 500 East Hampton, all roads are going to be leading to our Beacon Light of Hammond location as we are preparing for Manifest Conference 2015, men's only conference. And we thank God for all of you that are making plans and preparations to come and to share with us as well. Listen, today is a day of victory. So let's live in victory even on today. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you so much for connecting with us in prayer this morning. Bye-bye.